This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enroll in grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Today is Monday, September 15th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. A bill that would make the St. Louis City Sheriff's Department transport detainees to the hospital could face a legal challenge.
Or does it mandate the sheriff to take offenders to hospitals?
Yes.
A diagnostic center.
Yes, ma'am. I would refer you to the case of State
Alderman Matt DeVoti defending Jones. His bill codifying the role of the sheriff in St. Louis in front of the Board of Aldermen. Ahead of its final vote on Friday, he says there is a state statute about the sheriff's responsibility to transport detainees in cities like St. Louis.
A sheriff of a city with a population over 200,000 must transport folks requiring medical attention.
The legislation would also require that the sheriff's department submit all expenses to the comptroller's office for oversight. Attorneys representing Sheriff Alfred Montgomery have previously hinted that they would likely file a lawsuit against this law if passed. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
People are being grabbed. And they're being thrown into vans. And that's different than questioning people.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker speaking about the alleged tactics of ICE in Chicago. He tells NPR he's concerned that the vast majority of people being detained are not criminals, but rather individuals who may have partial documentation or are undocumented.
I want to ask a question to everybody who's listening and to you. Do you carry with you citizenship papers? How do you prove to somebody that you're a U.S. citizen? Your accent? The color of your skin?
Following his remarks, Governor Pritzker's comments were met with criticism from the Department of Homeland Security and others who support the federal immigration operations. They maintain that the surge of agents named Operation Midway Blitz is aimed at detaining the worst of the worst criminal illegal aliens who have flocked to Chicago due to its sanctuary policies. Former Illinois Governor Jim Edgar has died at the age of 79. Edgar served as governor of Illinois from 1991 to 1999. Before that, he was Illinois Secretary of State. One of the governor's last public appearances was in May when the reading room at the State Public Library was named for him.
We are fortunate in Illinois. We have many fine local libraries as well as a state library. Fact is, I would travel the state. I would always evaluate towns and cities on how good their library was. If they had a good library, that was a good town.
Edgar, a Republican, always popular on both sides of the political aisle. A daytime killing on the streets of South St. Louis. KMOX finds a suspect has been accused of a shooting involving a car before.
It happened on August 23rd on Kings Highway near the Home Depot at 4 in the afternoon. 25-year-old Kenneth Dotson is charged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action. Police say that Dotson followed, then pulled up alongside the car of 24-year-old Darian Reed and shot him. Witnesses realized what had happened when Reed's car stopped on Kings Highway. He died 6 days later at the hospital. Court records do not indicate what, if anything, led up to the shooting. Dotson was already facing felony stealing charges at the time that allege he took cash from a confidential victim. 5 years ago, a 20-year-old Kenneth Dotson from the same address was charged with first-degree assault for a shooting at Gravois Bluffs in Fenton. Police at the time said Dotson was traveling in a car with several other people, got into an argument with one of them, tried to get his gun out of a satchel, but the gun went off and struck a bystander. That 18-year-old victim was struck in his spinal cord. In the case of the killing on Kings Highway, Judge Michael Dauphin decided that Dotson should be held without bond. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
The latest healthcare startup we're spotlighting is Apogee Care, which aims to integrate telehealth into emergency rooms specifically for elderly patients.
And everybody gets it. If we were having this conversation at Panera, the table beside us would turn around and say, like, oh my goodness, I'm so glad you're doing that because I brought my Aunt Marge to the ER and gosh, it was really tough. She was there a really long time. We're not sure she got what she needed.
Founder Dr. Kevin Blyce says he once saw a woman who'd been waiting in the ER for 10 hours and had gotten all the wrong tests done because the doctor she saw was not a specialist and didn't have time to listen. From the business desk, sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, when adjusted for inflation, teachers are making on average $3,700 a year less than they did 16 years ago. That's according to a new survey by WalletHub. Its 2025 Best and Worst States of Teachers report lists Missouri as the eighth worst in the nation. Illinois ranked fifth best state behind Virginia, Utah, Washington, and New York.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.